The National Automobile Dealers Association has come out with a sunny forecast. It's predicting a rise in car and light truck sales this year. Of course, that wouldn't be hard, since last year was the worst in nearly three decades. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Last year, Americans bought 10.4 million new cars and trucks. That was a dismal number for the industry. This year, car dealers expect almost 12 million sales. Better, but still nowhere near the 17 million cars and trucks sold in, say, 2000. During the recession, more people have turned to used cars, pushing up their prices. So now the gap between new and used has narrowed, and that's a good sign for new car dealers. Paul Taylor is the chief economist for the National Automobile Dealers Association. He says the main reason more people will make what's typically their second biggest purchase is growing confidence that their biggest purchase, their home, won't depreciate much further.
The other thing is they've run the mileages up on many of these vehicles that they've continued to drive during the recession, and it's simply time to trade. Many of them will feel they can't drive the vehicle yet another year.
In other words, they need new wheels. The bad weather in the mid-Atlantic states and the Toyota recalls may hurt sales in February, but dealers expect things to pick up in the spring. Ted Robbins, NPR News.